When the queen raised her head as she finished homage to the Buddha, she saw before her the world-honored Buddha Shakyamuni, whose body was purple gold in color, sitting on a lotus flower which consists of 100 jewels, with Mahamud Gulyayana attending on his left, with Ananda on his right. Chakra, Brahman, and other gods that protect the world were seen in the midst of the sky, everywhere showering heavenly flowers, with which they made offerings to Buddha in their worship. Vaidehi, at the sight of Buddha, the world-honored one, took off her garlands, that's as a sign of respect, prostrated herself on the ground, crying, sobbing, and speaking to the Buddha, "O world-honored one, what former sin of mine has produced such a wicked son? And again, O exalted one, from what cause and circumstances hast thou such an affinity by blood and religion with Devadatta, your wicked cousin and once your disciple? My only prayer," she continued, "is this: O world-honored one, mayest thou preach to me in detail of all the places where there is no sorrow or trouble and where I ought to go to be born anew. I am not satisfied with this world of depravities, with Jambudvipa, India, which is full of hells, full of hungry spirits, and of the brute creation. In this world of depravities, there is many an assemblage of the wicked. May I not hear, I pray, the voice of the wicked in the future, and may I not see any wicked person. Now I throw my 5 limbs down to the ground before thee, and seek for thy mercy by confessing my sins. I pray for this only, that the sun-like Buddha may instruct me how to meditate on a world wherein all actions are pure."